State and Territory Disability Ministers will once again meet with Federal Minister Linda Reynolds tomorrow to discuss the future of changes to the NDIS. One of those proposed changes has been the introduction of independent assessments, which have been widely criticised by disability organisations and others during the pilot program. Catherine Kreisel spoke to Elle Gibbs, who is campaign spokesperson for Every Australian Counts.
So we have been calling for the state and territory ministers who are meeting tomorrow to reject the federal government's attacks on the NDIS. The federal government is proposing to put in these compulsory assessments. That'll be a stranger coming into a person's home and using a kind of ticker box approach to see whether they're, what kind of supports that they will actually get, which is terrible and totally defeats the purpose of what the NDIS was meant to be, which is an individualised approach to the kinds of supports that people with disability need. So, you know, we've been campaigning really hard, and there's been over 4,000 people with disability and their families who have contacted state and territory ministers just this week to basically say to them, please say no to these reforms that are on the table, and please stop cuts to the NDIS.
They have been on hold. Minister Reynolds reluctantly put them on hold some time ago. But is it your understanding that they're going to continue, or she's going to ask for them to continue?
Yeah. So she did put them on pause and said she was going to wait until the results of the second pilot came out. And they also were released yesterday. And they're pretty damning, to be honest. The results show really clearly that people with disability who went through this independent assessment process weren't happy with the results and didn't feel like the assessments actually had picked up the nuances and the complexities of their individual disability or had recognised their individual circumstances at all. So the minister did commit to a different kind of process, but what has been put forward so far is just really tinkering around the edges. It's kind of changing the wrapping, but, you know, it's still a pretty awful box.
The National Disability Commissioner has in the media been reported as saying that even his experience of the pilot program was very dissatisfactory. Where do you see this going from here?
Look, I think that the Independent Advisory Council was really clear in their report, and they said that there needs to be a major rebuilding of trust with the community, with people with disability, with our families, and with all of us, between the government, the NDIA, and us, because and that is vital, and that the first thing that can be done that, you know, would actually be a demonstration of rebuilding that trust would be for the minister to say that she is not going to proceed with the legislation and is going to go back to the drawing board, listen to people with disability and our families, and, you know, commit to working with us to making the NDIS the best kind of scheme it can be.
Yes, because it seems it's certainly not fulfilling its promise, and a lot of people are harking back to it's not sticking to what the Productivity Commission recommended initially anyway. Yes, so I can see that. Is that what you would like to see, that it goes right back to grassroots and starts again?
Yeah, I mean, there's been quite a lot of everybody's made lots of suggestions about how to improve the NDIS, and there are a couple of elements from the original Productivity Commission report that urgently need to be put in place, and part of that is to make sure that for people who that the NDIS isn't the only place where people can get support, and currently that's pretty much what is happening. So we need state and territory ministers plus Minister Reynolds to be working on the National Disability Strategy to make sure that mainstream services are more accessible for people with disability. There's a whole lot of other changes that need to happen before we get to these kind of harsh measures that are going to make life harder for people with disability.
Elle Gibbs, campaign spokesperson for Every Australian Counts, speaking with The Wire's Catherine Kreisel.